In San Francisco, I'm Molly Wood, filling in for Kai Rizdahl. It is Monday, January 16th. Happy Martin Luther King Day, and thank you for joining us. In interviews with European newspapers over the weekend, President-elect Donald Trump criticized NATO. He said the military alliance is important to him, but he called it outdated and, quote, obsolete. He says it is too divorced from the fight against terrorism. As you might imagine, not all experts see it that way. Marketplace's Rima Kreis has more.
When Trump criticized NATO, he pointed out that it was designed many, many years ago. But Jeremy Shapiro of the European Council on Foreign Relations says that doesn't mean it hasn't fought against terrorism.
It wasn't very many years ago that the United States called upon NATO to respond to the 9/11 attack, that NATO was the principal instrument that the United States used to fight the war in Afghanistan.
Still, Shapiro says Trump seems to misunderstand NATO's mission.
NATO is a military organization, and military organizations are not centrally focused on terrorism, nor should they be.
Heather Conley says she understands Trump's concern. She's with the Center for Strategic and International Studies. She says only 5 of the 28 NATO allies, including the U.S., devote more than 2% of their GDP to defense spending. But a few years ago, NATO leaders said they'd step up.
Can they do more? Yes. Can they spend more? Yes. But the trajectory is in the right place.
For a while now, U.S. leaders have been calling on European countries to pay their fair share, says Christopher Preble at the Cato Institute.
And so I think that there's going to be a push under the Trump administration to try to get more European allies to contribute more, not merely to their own defense, but also to military capabilities that could be useful throughout the alliance as a whole.
But some experts, like Shapiro, worry how Trump's overall negative tone toward NATO will impact relations. He says America's alliances
are the sort of central pillar of American strength in the world.
And if they erode, they'll be difficult to reconstruct. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.